Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in the textbooks, women's rights in Islam. In our last program, we talked about the first lie which is written in our textbooks to teach our children how awesome it is to be a woman in Islam. And it was very simple. It said, Islamic society produced some women of great knowledge and power. And then he added, reciting and memorizing the Quran was an important requirement in education. And when I look at the truth and reality of Islam, where I know for sure that women are not allowed to be educated, so how in the world we have Muslims here telling us that memorizing the Quran was an important requirement in education, and the Islamic society produced this great women of knowledge and power, if Allah and Muhammad did not encourage women to be educated? Maybe someone will say, well, Brother Usama, I don't know what you're saying. I'm not following you. We know that all over the Muslim world, there are schools and universities and women are educated, and now we see women in a higher position. That is true, not because Islam teaches that, but the opposite is true. It is because the people of these countries are leaving the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad. I can give you a good example, Afghanistan, where we have seen very high level of education. Men and women were striving until Taliban took over Afghanistan. And then we see women are not allowed to go to school. Just recently, we're watching this young lady who got shot in her head because she was seeking the girl's right to go to school. Add to that, also in Afghanistan, on the first day of the year 2013, we heard the news about 4 school teachers were shot and 2 students because they are teaching young girls and they have this school for girls. So now we do have 2 completely opposite opinions about education in the Muslim world. In some countries, girls are allowed to go to school and have higher education, and they are teachers, doctors, engineers. And in other countries, women must stay at home. Now we have 2 different opinions here, like we always do with Islam. You may hear some Muslims say, we love you, America, and we believe in Jesus, and we love Christianity, and we believe in Moses, and we love Judaism, and we worship the same God. And you see the other group of Muslims who say, no, the only accepted religion is Islam. Christianity and Judaism are no longer the right way to heaven, and the only way you can be true with Allah is through Islam, and we must kill the Christian and we must kill the Jews. Now, how do we know which one of these 2 groups are the true Muslims? As I said in the past, and I'll repeat again, if it is in the Quran, it is Islam. If it is in the Hadith, which is Muhammad's sayings, it is Islam. If it is not in the Quran, nor in the Hadith, it is not Islam. Especially when I open the Quran and I open the Hadith, Muhammad's own word is directly the opposite of what Muslims try to teach us here in the West about Muhammad, about Allah, and about Islam. So when we investigate Allah's word in the Quran and Muhammad's words in the Hadith, we discovered that the Quran and the Hadith go hand in hand with the teaching of what we call here in America radical Muslims. I'm sorry, there's no such a thing as radical Muslim. They are Muslim or non-Muslim. The Muslim is the one who believe and practice the Quran and the Hadith. And these are the true believers who were commanded by Allah to engage in war with America to kill the last one, anyone and everyone who does not believe in Islam. Because that is the final commands of Allah in the Quran. and the final words of Muhammad in the Hadith. Now let's go to education. Some say women have the right to be educated, and they're bragging about some of the ladies who are striving to get in a higher position in every field. And others said, no, women stay home and women should not be educated. How do we know which one of these two Muslim groups are the true Muslim and which one is a fraud Muslim, or what I call propaganda Muslim? It's very simple. We open the Quran and we open the Hadith. If we find the Quran encourages girls and women to be educated, then we will know for sure that Islam encourages women educations, and the other radical Muslims are not right, because they are not following the teaching of the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. But if we find Allah's word and Muhammad's teachings that women should not be educated and they should stay at home, then I'm sorry, I will never give Islam any credit for any knowledge or any power a woman can have, because that's not Islam. That's getting away from Islam. Yes, there may be some women who have achieved higher goals in life, higher position in governments, higher position in education. But what if Allah in the Quran commands women to stay at home and not to work at all? As it is written in Sharia, Islamic law, the word of Allah and the command of Muhammad. I'm sorry, I have to go with the Quran, not what people do. As it is in Christianity, the Bible teaches things and Christians must follow it. If Christians do not follow it, I don't call them Christian, because they're not obeying the word of God in the Bible. So let's look at what Allah said in the Quran and what Muhammad said in the Hadith concerning women and education. In Quran chapter 33 and verse 33, Allah said, "And stay in your houses, and do not display yourself like the display of the first of ignorance, and perform the prayer, and bring the legal alms, and obey Allah and His Apostle. Surely Allah only desire to put away the uncleanness from you, people of the house, and purify you purification." Who is Allah speaking to here in this verse? He is speaking to the mothers of the believers, the wives of Muhammad, whom Allah put on earth to be a model for all the women, even those who live today, to follow in their footsteps. And that's how Muslims understand the Quran, and that's how Muslims practice Islam. They follow the teaching of the Quran. And we have two important facts in verse 33 in the Quran. Allah's command to Muhammad's wives to stay in their houses. That is a direct command for all women to stay in their houses. And when you go to the true Muslims who do not allow their children to go to school or go out and work, it's very simple, because they must stay in their houses. If a woman will leave the house in Islam, she have to have Muharram with her. What is a Muharram? Somebody of her family, like her husband, like her father, like her son, like her brother, a male in the family whom she cannot be married to. So how in the world are you going to take a girl to school where she's going to be talking to a strange teacher who just happens to be a male? If you allow that, you're breaking the rules of Islam. You're breaking the laws of Islam. And then after she finished her college, she's going to go where? To work? She will be talking to male customers who are not relative to the family? That is not allowed. That's why there is no need in Islam for women to be educated. And the Quran is very clear. They must stay at their houses. Allah said, stay in your houses. Do we have any verse in the Quran that encourages women to be educated? Not even men. That's how we know that the Quran or the religion of Islam does not fit with the life we have today in the 21st century. The Quran does not encourage education, not for females nor for males. When we read the entire Quran, we could never find a verse where Allah in the Quran said to the Muslim to educate their children. But the opposite is true. Women must stay at home. But someone will say, wait a minute, Brother Usama, why didn't you continue with the verse? Because Allah in the Quran here is asking Muslim women to pray. Remember? We just read when Allah said, and perform the prayer and bring the legal arms and obey Allah and His apostle. Yes, indeed. I agree with you. Women will leave their homes to go to the mosque and pray. And I'm glad you mentioned that. You know why? Because can a woman sit next to a man and pray together like we do in our churches? Can a woman be in the presence of men even in their prayer? This is what we will be answering when we come back from our break.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Can a woman be in the presence of men even in their prayer? I'm sorry, she can't. Why do I say that? Well, let's listen to what Muhammad said about prayer. What Muhammad said is very clear. In Sahih Muslim, book number 4, hadith number 1032. You can see this also in Sahih al-Bukhari, the book of prayer, hadith number 514. Muhammad said in this hadith, when one of you stand in prayer, Muhammad here is speaking to Muslim men, for he said what definitely constitutes a barrier for him is an object placed in front of him of the same height as the back of a camel saddle. If it is not in front of him and in the same height of the back of the camel saddle, then some stray donkey or some woman passing, or some black dog will cut off his prayer. Did you hear what Muhammad said here? When a Muslim man stands up to pray, he has to have a barrier. Something like a curtain or something like a piece of wood in the height of the saddle of the camel back. Why is that? Because if a donkey or a woman or a black dog walks in front of this man while he is praying, this will cut off his prayer. Listen to the rest of the hadith. I said, O Abu Dahar, what is it that makes a black dog different than a red or a yellow dog? He replied, O dear cousin, I asked the Messenger of Allah, that is Muhammad, of course, the exact same question. He said that the black dog is a devil. Do you see, dear brothers and sisters? Yes, women can go to the mosque to pray, but they don't sit with men or in front of the men. They have to be behind in a separate room so they can pray. Why is this? Because if a woman exists in the presence of men, it will cut their prayer. And women here is described by Muhammad to be equal to a donkey or a black dog. Not any dog now. If you have a white dog or a red dog, that's okay. But black dog. Why? Because the black dog is a devil. Just think about that. Now, a very important piece in this verse, which we have to understand, Quran chapter 33 and verse 33, is the statement, obey Allah and His apostle. We already know what Allah said here. Allah said to the women stay at your houses. How about the apostle? Let's see what Muhammad said specifically about education. Should women go to school and learn and be teachers and doctors and engineers and everything they wish to be? Or that is forbidden in the commands of Muhammad? Don't forget that Muslims are commanded by Allah's word to obey Muhammad's command, to obey Muhammad's word. That's why I always say Muslims live by two books, the book of the Quran and the Hadith. Muhammad's word must be obeyed equal to the word of Allah in the Quran. Why? Because Allah in the Quran said, obey Muhammad. Here is Muhammad's own word in the Hadith. Aisha, the mother of the believers and Muhammad's favorite wife, the 6 years old wife, she said, Muhammad said, do not let women into all the rooms and do not teach them how to write. Teach them to spin and recite Surat Al-Nur. Did you hear what Muhammad said? Do not let them into all of the rooms. Wait a minute. I thought Allah said they stay at the houses. They can go to any rooms they wish. No. Maybe Muhammad here have a little bit closer and better opinion. Women do not have freedom to walk in their own homes. They just stay in the house in one room. So they don't move freely inside the house. And then he said what? And do not teach them how to write. Wait a minute. Do not teach them how to write. So they cannot write. That means they cannot read. That means they are very well educated. Is that right? How do you understand Muhammad's words here when he said, do not teach your women how to write? That means you don't go to school. Maybe Taliban's Muslim are the true Muslim. And the Muslim who live in the West are living in disobedience to Allah's word and Muhammad's words. Muhammad said, do not teach him how to write. So what should we teach our females, O Apostle of Allah? He said, teach them to spin and to recite Surat Al-Nur. That is chapter 24 in the Quran. Teach them how to spin. Teach them how to cook. Teach them how to wash the clothes. Teach them how to do the things which must be done at home. And teach them to memorize chapter 24 of the Quran. But they are not allowed to read and write. They are not allowed to be educated. Someone may say, wait a minute, you got it wrong, Brother Usama. If they're going to memorize the Quran, that means, do you know how to read and write? No. Let me say it again. No. We got plenty of Muslims who live here in America, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from Bangladesh, from Indonesia, from Iran, who memorize the Quran perfectly in Arabic. As a matter of fact, we have Americans who become Muslim who are also memorizing the Quran beautifully. And these people cannot read and write Arabic. So it's all about memorization. They have all the time in the world to spend 6 months or a year to memorize a chapter in the Quran, and they have no clue what is written there. You do not need to read and write to memorize any chapter in the Quran. And that is very sad to see men and women who memorize the Quran and they have no idea what they are memorizing. And that is the reality of women's position in Islam concerning education. They're not supposed to leave their homes. They're not supposed to walk all over the rooms of their houses. They're not supposed to learn how to read and write. They're supposed to stay home and work and do the spinning and do the cooking and do the cleaning. And also, they're supposed to memorize chapter 24 in the Quran. The law in Saudi Arabia, which is the true law of Islam. And I know every time I mention Saudi Arabia, someone will say, Saudis are not true Muslims. Saudis are radical. No, I'm sorry. Saudi are not radical, but Saudi practice what we have just read in the Quran and Muhammad's words concerning women's work in Saudi Arabia land. This law is written by King Fahd ibn Abdul Aziz. The number of the law is 11,651. And the law said, listen carefully, women are not allowed to work in any institution, public or private, or any government offices, no working whatsoever. The reason is because it is unlawful and stands against Islamic law and the tradition of the country. That's it. Women cannot work, not in your own private business, nor in any public business, not anywhere. So could you tell me how in the world, with a law like this, which is written according to the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith, how in the world you can tell me we can go back to the statement which is written in our textbooks, Human Heritage, A World History, Glencoe, 2004, in page 324, when he said, Islamic society produced some women of great knowledge and power. Reciting and memorizing the Quran was an important requirement in education. If we recite the Quran and we memorize the Quran, we found that the Quran teaches us that women are to stay at home and to obey Allah and His Messenger. And if we went to His Messenger, we see that He said to stay in one room in the house and not to teach our female children how to write. Wow, now we know what they're teaching our children in our public school is the opposite of the truth. We must expose these lies. Yes, in America, Muslim women can be educated and they can do all the things which they hope and they wish and they live to do, but that is not Islam. Islamic society can produce some ignorant women who are equal or less than a black dog and a donkey. That is the truth about Islamic society. And this truth is what we must teach in our public schools to all our children. After removing all the Muslim lies from the textbooks, do you want to learn more about lies in the textbooks? Why don't you join us again for the next program? And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.